Scott Laughlin, Kevin Bessler, welcoming Dr. Mark Daniel, Unit 5 School Superintendent, into the studio. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning.
Look at you. I can tell you're giddy with anticipation and excitement. Spring break is right around the corner.
Always a good time of year.
You know, we didn't have spring. I'm going to sound like an old man because I am. We didn't have a spring break when I was a kid, did we?
Easter break, maybe?
You get good Friday. Well, yeah.
Good Friday.
Catholic school, you get Good Friday off.
Yeah, I do remember spring break.
You do?
I do.
You're younger than me.
Yeah. So, especially in my teaching days, it was always that migration south. So when the bell would ring, you'd see the teachers in their cars packed full of things, and away we'd head.
Where is it?
18-hour drive.
Where is it a lot of people around here go every year? I think there's groups of families that go. Do you know? Is it Destin, I want to say? Is it Destin?
Panhandle?
I don't know. It's very popular amongst Bloomington Normal families.
Yes.
Where would you go?
We'd head down to Indian Rocks area, so Clearwater, St.
Yep.
Pete area.
I know where that is.
And another group would head a little further south. Another group would head all the way down to Fort Myers, which was the real long haul.
Don't be nervous. I'm not going to ask you about your spring breaks. So let's talk about a couple of things that took place here last week. The demonstrations.
Sure.
The demonstrations.
Yes.
Those were big news. You had some schools, not around here, I don't think, punishing kids for participating in this. Well, Clinton, too. Mm-hmm. I don't know what their reason was, but what was your reason? What was the reasoning behind allowing these students to be part of this demonstration?
Well, as I received feedback from our building principals, they were receiving input from the teacher leaders, or should I say student leaders, and we made sure that it was a focus on students. And if students were going to lead this, then if they felt the true passion and desire to do something, we want it to be something well organized and also, again, focused on students. So at that point in time, hearing some of the ideas that they were generating, it was let them express themselves. And I can tell you, I did attend Normal Community High School's demonstration. Again, I was... I will tell you, it was very emotional, moving, and I think as I talked to my other principals throughout the district, one principal said, if you didn't have a lump in your throat and a tear in your eye, then you weren't present. Kids did a fabulous job. Their speeches, again, this is not... Are you pro this or pro that? It's about how do you create student safety. So after that demonstration on that day, I met with some student leaders just Friday afternoon, and we had the discussion. What are we going to do moving forward? Do not let this momentum die. Let this be something that we continue going forward with. And my primary focus is we have to connect with all of our students in our buildings. You can't. Some of their speeches mention this. It is our obligation to ensure that each student is connected and has somewhat of a social network. And if they don't, then shame on us. We have to lift those students. Second of all, I did tell the student leaders, here are the many things that we're doing now. And I, again, want to praise our school board. We are looking at additional counselors, additional social workers, additional student resource officers, doing those interventionists and so forth, things that we have probably in the early 2000s, we sort of, because of the budget phenomenon, those individuals were not rehired. So we're having to bring those folks back. And better yet, let's have a program that's even looking at our high schools, such as what are we doing to ensure that students, again, are connected, that they're successful in their academics. And, you know, our students that do struggle with that, they now, let's have some type of program that we truly focus on those kids. And let's get them a high school diploma. So I was actually, that was a very nerve-wracking day. and it was across our entire country. And I think we're so fortunate, again, because we do live in a great country, that we have the ability to express ourselves as long as it's done peacefully and orderly. And I would say our students were exemplary.
What kind of communications do you have with these students? Do they, outside of this protest, have they in any way, shape, or form expressed concerns with their principals? And is the word getting back to you? Is it getting back to the board? And if so, are they specific in their concerns or ideas on how we can keep them safe at school?
They are, and that was my challenge to them. Let's be specific. Let's talk about things we're going to do. And there are organizations, not in our school. We also have different clubs that exist where these students are having these discussions. It's not a large group, but let's just say it's a group that I would hope would be representative as well as full of, as well as seeing results. Let's have action now. A demonstration is a wonderful thing, but now let's ensure that there's follow-up. And they are having those discussions with the building principals, because the building principal is actually sitting in that meeting with me, with the student leaders. So, yeah.
And we've talked about this, but I'm going to ask you, forgive me, because I think we're off schedule here. You were here just a few weeks
correct.
Ago. I probably asked you already, but steps that are being taken now. Well, let's say steps that were taken. Has anything changed over the last 4 weeks?
I'll say one thing. We've also met with our town police leaders in our police, various police departments. We are talking about additional work being done, but I'll tell you, we already had extensive amount of things happening. We have intergovernmental agreements where flow of information is happening both from the school and to our authority figures. We're also able to, or they are able to tap into our camera systems. Again, more of a reactive phenomenon, and we're now trying to also focus on a proactive, and I'll just use SROs. You know, we have four SROs, and we have 24 schools.
SRO stands for?
Student Resource Officers. Okay. So literally they're police officers, but they're trained that, so they work very well with that population. You know, teenagers are teenagers, and our idea is, they have a background in regards to police work and so forth, but they also have background in how do we work and build relationships with kids. So being proactive on that front, and I'm hoping we secure some additional SROs. Talking with those SROs in a combined meeting, they would like to have some additional folks with them. And again, we have both high schools and one to cover three of our middle schools, and then Evans has an SRO by themselves, which they flow into also elementaries as needed. But I think it's important for those individuals to be there, not just in regards to enforcing the law, but also how do we develop relationships with kids.
With more SROs, who takes the burden monetarily on that?
That would be the school district. The city and the town do share some of that cost with us currently. With their scenario, I don't know, as far as their budgets, would they be willing to perhaps share some of that cost? That will be an ask. But again, that will come through tort funds. So that comes then to the school district.
All right. Because we know the financial situation that all the school
correct.
Districts are in right now.
Yes.
And that's got to be it.
And again, that's, you know, I just, if we sort of segue into our financial review status right now from the state, over the past, and I'm looking here at 2012 to 2017, historically we've been in a financial review or financial early warning stage, and I'll tell you why that happens. Partially that's because of cash flow. When we don't receive our categorical payments, because we're such a large district with transportation expenses, when we don't receive those in that fiscal year, that looks as if puts us in financial stress. And yes, it does. But then we get the payment the following year, sometimes maybe 6 months into the following year. And so there's an adjustment. The state does give us an adjustment. That adjustment then puts us into a category of financial review. Would we like to be better? Absolutely. But there are four or five categories that exist. And one of the things that that we've had over the past 10 to 15 years has been a large debt in regards to our buildings. And that will continue for another 6 years, and that will roll off. Meanwhile, though, we've held very static in regards to our education fund. And you're looking at balances in these major funds, your operation fund, maintenance fund, your transportation fund, your education fund, and your debt. In regards to that, we probably do need to look. For the past 30 years, we've had the same. We've had a 10-cent increase in the past 30 years in our education fund. Well, because of the uniqueness of our state, we were able to continue to provide outstanding programming, and we'll continue to do so. But what would happen in about 2008, we had some major things happen. You had a recession. We started seeing decline in student growth after, you know, we'd been on a super upward trend in regards to student growth. And our EAV was always staying high. Well, guess what's happening today? All those are now flat, and some are on down cycles. So, you know, those aren't good things for Unit 5, and we're going to have to figure out how to overcome them. So from a financial status, though, still very solid as a district. It's just that we do have to use anticipated tax warrants for cash flow. We'll probably have to use them earlier this year because we're still not seeing probably the flow of our categorical payments as in within the same fiscal year.
So you kind of hinted at you said 10 cents is all the
past 30 years,
past 10 30
cents in education
cents.
Fund.
See, so that's something that'll be talked about,
yes, it
an
will.
Increase in that. Plus, you've got deal. Let me get your reaction to the news that broke last week or since we last met anyway, and that is the jobs leaving State Farm.
Yes.
And a lot of people, when they move into town, I imagine a lot of them are Unit 5.
Yes.
District. So how do you deal with that?
So we are seeing, we had our kindergarten roundup last week, or the 13th, so a week and a half ago. And we're not seeing the numbers in our kindergarten that we've seen the prior year. So we are seeing a decrease in our enrollment numbers. And how do you handle that? First of all, as you know, we've had fairly large class sizes. So with that said, that may even out some of our class sizes and handle some of the stress that we're having at Normal Community High School in regards to having 2,200 students in that building. Now, overall, that trend, we have to watch that very closely because eventually you do have to find ways, if your students aren't there, you have to find ways to generate, you have to find ways to reduce expenses, which almost certainly that would involve reduction of programs, i.e., those are employees. So with that said, we'll follow that very closely. But right now, we're seeing ourselves still being fairly level. So, but it is definitely creating a great amount of angst.
I'll bet.
Throughout the entire community.
Yeah, not just with schools.
Throughout the community.
All right. And let's see here. Oh, I think that's anything else you wanted to touch on?
No, I just, again, always great to be here and looking forward to spring. And, you know, I do want to say we're at the West softball game in honor of our student that passed. And I will say that was another one of those experiences that I think all of our students, our student athletes, will always remember. But I want to give something. Our coach, April Sherman, phenomenal job. Hmm. And we're so fortunate to have a person of her quality and character working with our kids.
Yeah.
So.
Now, here there were some special moments at that softball game,
yes,
too.
Yes, there were.
All right. Well,
thank
good
you.
Seeing you. Have a good spring break.
Thank you. I will.
All right. Take plenty of pictures. I want to see you when you get back. Dr. Mark Daniel on WJBC.